A weekend winter storm knocks out power and sinks a boat in Haines. And how should the Haines School address extended absences? It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more, up next. A winter storm over the weekend caused multiple power outages in the Northern Lynn Canal, and even sank a boat in the Haines Portage Cove Harbor. KHNS's Emily Files has more.
Almost 90 Alaska Power and Telephone customers went 24 hours without power this weekend. AP&T Skagway manager Darren Belisle says several outages happened Saturday and one lasted through Sunday afternoon.
It was all weather related.
According to the National Weather Service, some areas around Haines saw more than 15 inches of snow Saturday. Winds gusted up to 60 miles per hour in Skagway and 40 miles per hour in Haines. Belisle says the most extreme outage happened Saturday at about 2:40 p.m. when a tree fell and broke the main transmission line that connects Haines to Skagway's power plant.
This one was where the tree actually broke the line.
Belisle says it knocked out power to both communities. After about 10 minutes, he says they were able to restore most people's power by running a backup diesel generator. But 87 customers near the downed transmission line out Lutac Road were left in the dark for nearly 24 hours until 2 p.m. Sunday. Belisle says linemen worked through Saturday night to restore power.
So they had to hike everything in and then climb every pole and fix it.
There were also smaller weather-related outages on Anway Road and around 10 mile of the Haines Highway.
Combination of a perfect storm, you know.
Gabe Thomas is Haines' interim harbor master. When the snow was coming down Saturday, he and several others spent about 3 hours shoveling boats in the Portage Cove Harbor.
From the time I was down here, it probably snowed a foot and a half of that heavy, wet snow in the 3 hours. It felt like, anyway, we just couldn't shovel. And we get done with one boat, you look over, see another boat was starting to lean real bad. So you go over and shovel that one and look at another one, and it was leaning. So we just kept going down all the rows.
On Sunday morning, Thomas returned to the harbor to check on the boats.
Look over there, and I noticed there's one missing. And I could see the bow of the boat just sticking out of the water barely.
Thomas says security footage shows the 38-foot Bayliner sinking around 1 a.m., he thinks the combination of heavy snow and strong winds pulled the vessel under. Thomas says the boat belongs to an out-of-towner. On Monday, a salvage effort was underway. The heavy snow also impacted drivers. The Haines School had multiple events scheduled Saturday evening, high school basketball games and a homecoming dance. The basketball games happened, but the dance was canceled. Here's Superintendent Tony Habra.
Because the homecoming would have had a lot of students driving, we made the choice to cancel that. The weather was just too bad.
The Haines Police Department says despite the road conditions, no car accidents were reported to them over the weekend. Forecaster Edward Liskey with the National Weather Service in Juneau says the Saturday snowstorm was unusual.
You had a very stiff east wind up there, and it was still snowing despite that. Because usually if you get an east wind up there, it usually changes over to rain pretty quickly.
Liskey says the fast rate of precipitation caused the atmosphere to cool down enough that the snow didn't turn to rain, even though temperatures were above freezing on the ground. Liskey says the process of snow melting to rain takes heat out of the atmosphere.
With all that happening, it cooled the atmosphere down enough that it was still all the precip eventually just became all snow or stayed snow at the surface.
The precip, or precipitation, will continue for much of this week. Liskey says the forecast is rain, rain, and maybe a little bit of snow. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
It's pretty common for residents of rural Alaska to head south for some time in the winter. For a few weeks, a month, or more. In some cases, students become part of that tradition. The question of how to deal with extended school absences came up recently in Haines. There are a lot of reasons people leave Haines in the winter. For seasonal jobs, different family situations, and vacations, to name a few. When a student is involved, leaving for a long period of time becomes a little more complicated. Leslie Ross's fifth grader is one of those students. Her parents work in different communities, and that's led to her taking extended absences from school for the last 3 years. This year, she'll spend at least 2 months out of town.
Before she left, we sat down with the teachers and got, you know, an estimate of what they're going to do for the next 2 months.
Over the years, Ross says the process for how her family deals with her daughter's absence has changed. Right now, she's not actually enrolled in the Haines School, but she says she's still learning.
She's learning. She's good. She's doing homeschool. It's just we're not on a homeschool program. But yeah, she's, and you know, it's a different way of learning. But when she gets back, we'll sit down with the teachers and make sure that she's up to date with everything and didn't fall behind.
Ross says there are also important educational experiences that happen outside of the school building.
Our reasoning for doing it is because of our family situation. It's not to go on vacations. Although when you're out of school, you do get to experience, you know, she's done some amazing things like river trips and things like that.
Patty Brown teaches elementary math and science at the Haines School. She sent a letter to the school board earlier this month titled Planned Absences Impeding Success. In it, she talks about the challenges of extended absences for both students and teachers. She spoke about the issue at a recent school board meeting.
While I certainly value travel, family time, and novel experiences as an enrichment to anyone's life, I think there's a reason that our school year is as long as it is.
In the letter, Brown talks about how absences impact things like school climate, teacher workload, and overall learning. She says she's talked to other teachers who feel some of the same pressures that she's addressed.
It just feels a little bit like we're backsliding when some of those same kids miss weeks and weeks. I mean, I don't mean even like 1 week, but weeks and in more than 1 year, multiple years in a row.
High school science teacher Mark Fontenot spoke up at that meeting too. He agreed that it's not an easy situation, but it is something he's learned to deal with.
I think in a nutshell, it's just part of the deal living where we do. It's been a frustration for me since I started here. When anyone asks me what the hardest part of teaching in Haines is, it's the number of days missed. It's the number of absences.
Fontenot spoke mostly from the perspective of a teacher, but did say his own child takes extended absences. He said while he feels educational progress can be affected by long absences, he wouldn't want to see any hard policy implemented.
The results might be really catastrophic. I think we could lose more students to homeschool. I think it could drive more parents to choose homeschool or unschool options or to move elsewhere.
Brown didn't suggest implementing a significant policy change that would limit absences. Her letter focuses on ways to encourage better attendance. When Ross's daughter gets back to town, she'll re-enroll. Ross says keeping her daughter in school in Haines is important, so despite challenges, they want to try to make it work.
Both the principal and vice principal and the teachers have been really good working with us on it. It would be good to have especially with our enrollment dropping in the school, try to figure out how we can accommodate these alternative families and alternative ways of enrolling in school.
Accommodating families may be especially important for the school district now. Enrollment is the lowest it's been since the 1950s. The Haines Borough Assembly will have more discussion on borough manager recruitment and lobbyist priorities at its meeting tomorrow. On February 2nd, the borough posted an advertisement statewide for the manager position. There are two local residents who have expressed interest, current interim manager Brad Ryan and Deborah Schnabel. On Tuesday, the assembly may discuss what timeline to follow in the hiring process. At a recent meeting, the assembly extended lobbyist Bill Thomas's contract another 6 months. Tuesday's agenda indicates the assembly may establish a list of priorities for Thomas. The assembly will hear more details of interim manager Ryan's proposal to reduce the cost of municipal solid waste disposal. Ryan suggests purchasing containers and setting up a transfer station, where waste from borough facilities would be stored until it's shipped directly to a disposal company in Washington State. He says this strategy has an upfront cost of $21,000 and would save the borough about $25,000 per year. The assembly will also consider a design contract for a library addition. The contract with MRV Architects costs about $110,000. The meeting is set for Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. We also have news and announcements on our KHNS Facebook page, so make sure you follow us there. We're always open to your comments and story ideas, so drop us a line at news@khns.org or reporter@khns.org.